We're engaging the text for this morning is from Isaiah 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, the sixth verse, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Precious names of the God-given child. Precious names of the God-given child. Two thoughts. Given by God. As you see in our text, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." And secondly, his precious names. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Congregation, it struck me, those first words. "For unto us." Not unto others, unto us. The church is speaking. God's children are shouting. God's children are singing. God's children are humbled. "For unto us a child is born." And again, "Unto us a son is given." So that speaks about humility, right? Us. For us, really? How is that possible? And it's very joyful, right? Not only for others, also for me, unto us. What a faith. Not only for others, also for me. May the Lord give that text in the hearts of his people as a response to his sermon at a table. Because when you stand up from your seat, child of God, you're saying, "Unto us." You're saying, "Unto us a child is born and a son is given," and you exalt him in humility. "Unto us." Or may the Lord give that song in the hearts of his people this morning. "Unto us." And may the Lord give us that faith. Or unto us, what a wonder. Fallen creatures. Children of Adam, corrupt from the inside out, having sinned against all God's commandments, having not kept any of them, so many reasons to pass us by, so many reasons to say, "You're lost, you must be condemned forever." Oh, God's children know about that. They know that us, they know themselves, they know something of me. They have looked at the inside and they have been terrified and have seen something of who they are. And that's why it's such a miracle. Unto us. Still so worldly, still so weak, still fallen in sin, still such a lack of prayer, still so much against me? Unto us, really? Yes. And yet, in spite of everything that testifies against us, yet, unto us, a child is born. That's the wonder. Well, God's children know of grieving, right? They know of sadness. They know what brokenness is and the impossibilities from our side. And they know what it is to be overwhelmed with grief that we have sinned against such a holy God. But it's not only grieving. It's also joy. And sometimes mixed. May the Lord give that this morning, that God's children rejoice at the table. Unto us brings to tears. And God's children, They see something of the Lamb of God, of the Savior Jesus Christ, and may not be able to say, my sins are forgiven. They should be able, but maybe they are not able. May the Lord give it then at the table to his people. They have seen salvation outside of self, but may at the table now say, yes, unto us, me included, unto us, a child is born. I don't deny it anymore. Faith. Unto us, a child is born. It's in the context of Galilee. If you read the first five verses of Isaiah 9, it's about Galilee. By the Lord Jesus born, that land of darkness and the shadow of death, that Assyrians came with a devastating war, an example of the darkness and the impossibilities, and there the light shone. For unto us a child is born, and the government is upon his shoulder. The Lord Jesus born, right? He was born as a child. And you would say there's no expectation of a child. But this child is the Son of God, a child given. Someone in the flesh, not an angel given, not an animal given, not a God given even, but a child given. Someone in the human nature, so he can save humans. To save humans, somehow needs to be human, right? Or until the child is born, the Savior Jesus Christ. Think of what the angels said to the shepherd. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you, for unto you is born this day. And so he was born to save his people from their sins, so that they can say today, unto us and also unto me is born. Unto us, the church together, right? Unto us, not only unto me, that's included, it's also unto us, it's the community of the saints. To sit at the table and say, unto us, a child is born. And a son is given. We did not take him. We did not merit anything. We did not acquire him or something. It was not our effort. He is given. For nothing. Without money, without price, just free. I can't understand it. It's so humbling. It's so joyful. It is so precious. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The son of Mary. The son of Joseph. No, the son of God is given. What else do we need but him? The salvation in him. So therefore the angel said, fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. See that great joy, the good tiding, unto us is born. And now that unto us, you could also look at it in a wider sense. Unto us he is preached. He is preached to the whole world. And preach to the congregation, and preach to all of us individually. So in that sense, unto us, he comes unto us in the preaching. But has he become ours? Has he become our child? Our son? Our savior? Well, that's what we read in John 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's the crucial thing, right? The crucial thing is that to receive him. Has the Lord made room in the heart? Have you seen him coming and pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ? And have you now wholeheartedly received him? Receiving him coming through the door in that God-given saving faith? Have you come through the door? Have you received him or have you rejected him? It's one or the other. It's one or the other. If you did not receive him, you have rejected him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And unto them the child is born. And to them the son is given in the deepest sense. And the government is upon his shoulder. Government on the shoulder? What do you mean? Well, sometimes a garment was an example of something of your responsibilities. You had that coat of a royal king. So you had royalty. And sometimes the example of a yoke is used. It's one or the other. But the Lord Jesus Christ had the government on his shoulder. He had the responsibility to govern. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he came to conquer. And he came to save a people. He's the Savior. Oh, unto us a child is born. And as a son is given, and the government is upon his shoulder. He took that responsibility. He was willing to do it. It was on his shoulders. He did not cast it off. He said, no, I'm going to wear this coat. I'm going to be that king. And he was that government. Well, this chapter 9, is a part of the Emmanuel book that starts in chapter 6. Emmanuel book. And he is that Emmanuel. He is the God with us. Unto us a child is born. He came so close. He became human in Bethlehem. He was laid in the manger to save a people from their sins. How precious. So could you repeat that after me at the table? Could you sit at the table this morning and say, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government is upon his shoulder, and then adoring him, and loving him, and obeying him, having communion with him, and say, you cannot deny it anymore. Unto us he's given. And to have that calm at the table. And to completely rely on Jesus. To completely lean on him. To have nothing yourself. And seeking all of your salvation only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto us. And then such precious names. Some say five names. I would say four. I would not put a comma between wonderful and counselor. I think it's better to take that comma out. That's not in the original languages anyway. So I read this. Four compound names. And his name shall be called, one, Wonderful Counselor. Secondly, Mighty God. Thirdly, Everlasting Father. And fourth, the Prince of Peace. Four compound names. It's odd to make five of them and to say Wonderful and Counselor. Because then you also should say Mighty and God, and everlasting, and Father, and Prince, and Peace. It's four compound names or eight names. But it's remarkable that there are four nouns. Well, whatever it is, it does not make that much difference. If you say wonderful counselor or wonderful and counselor, he is a wonderful counselor. Wonderful, amazing counselor. What is a counselor? What's a business counselor? Well, someone with experience in business, and he comes to your office, and he looks at the papers and organization, the cash flow, and tries to optimize, gives advice. He's a plan and wants to implement that, and you have some good advisors. And businesses can benefit from that. But now some of them are very good counselors, business counselors. They're wonderful people, wonderful counselors. So smart, having so much insight, you better hire them. But this counselor is a counselor, and he counsels regarding life. And more importantly, regarding salvation. And he counsels regarding how to die. And he counsels about the Lord's Supper. And he counsels about faith. And he counsels and you're so stuck. And he counsels you're at your wit's end. And he counsels God's people. He counsels them. And he comes with his wonderful counsel, that counsel from eternity. Wonderful counselor. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us a child is given, the government is upon his shoulder. Unto us is someone given who is the best of the best of the counselors. He's my counselor. He counseled me. He advised me. He spoke to me. He explained it to me. He made room for me. He comforted me. Oh, unto us a counselor, a wonderful counselor is given. We don't need any other counselors, but the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the most wonderful counselor. And that wonderful counselor comes to the table this morning. And he wants his church together with him so that they may say, unto us is born and unto us is given such a wonderful counselor. Or would you like to know how to die, how to live, how to believe, how to behave? For life and death, for body and soul, he is the counselor. And he has wisdom. Mighty God, the second compound name. The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, does not only have a plan, does not only advise, does not only show the way, and says, now it's up to you to follow it up and to take my advice. No, he is the mighty God himself, and he's doing it himself. He saves his people from their sins with his mighty arm, with his bare arm, the mighty God. He is God himself, divine, strong, so strong. Nothing is impossible to him. He can do it. And if that was not true, if you could only advise, if you could only show the way in huge wisdom, and if he would not have been the mighty God, there would be no salvation at all. Therefore, you people of God, come to the table, humble yourself, rejoice, and believe in such a wonderful counselor, and in such a mighty God. You can lean on him. You can trust him. He can do all the work. You don't have to do anything yourself. It's all in him. Wonderful counselor, mighty God. Oh, he's able to fulfill it. Have you ever, in humility, said unto us, have you ever rejoiced in him and believed in such a mighty God that you highly esteemed him and that you looked upon the Lamb of God and entrusted your whole life and soul unto him? Have you received him? Have you received this wonderful counselor? Have you received this mighty God? He is the everlasting Father. The Lord Jesus called Father. But he is not God the Father, is he? No, he's not. This is not about the Trinity. So we have to look at a different direction. The word Father in the Bible is about care. Fathers deeply care for their children. Like a father pitieth the children, so the Lord pitieth them, has mercy upon them that fear him. Psalm 103. And this Lord Jesus is so caring, so wonderfully caring. He is an everlasting Father. From the very beginning, he had that fatherly mind. From the very beginning to the end, he has something so empathizing and sympathizing and coming alongside, understanding. Oh, he cares deeply. He has mercy. He's compassionate. He's close. Unto us, the child is born, son given, wonderful counselor, mighty God. Unto us is given an everlasting Father. The Lord Jesus Christ, unto us is given someone who cares for me, someone who loves me, someone I mean something to. He is my Savior. He is a father for me. You know, sometimes we say that an uncle or a friend can be like a father to someone. But the Lord Jesus is the Father of his church. And he is the Prince of Peace, the fourth compound name. Prince of Peace. That's the last one. About the shalom. About the peace. About the harmony. That's his purpose. To have his sheep. To have his church. To have his bride. To have his body with him. And to have that peace for them. And he is the Prince of Peace. And he blesses his people and gives them in the hearts, in the circumstance, in the future, that kingdom of peace. And he makes them peacemakers. So God's word speaks in several places about that peace. He is the highest majesty. And he gives the shalom to his people so that they have peace in the hearts. May they be at the table. Unto us is given the Prince of Peace. Unto us is given the everlasting Father. Unto us is given the mighty God. Unto us is given the wonderful Counselor. Then you are rich. If you have received him, then you have everything for time and eternity. No desires left. You say, I have everything. Unto us is given. So if you're not a stranger of grace, and if you have a church right, you need to come to the table. And you need to confess this and say to the congregation, yes, in public, but also to God, Lord, yes, unto us is he given. I don't deny it. And I'm rich. I have nothing else to desire. I lay it all at thy feet. Because keep in mind, even during times of darkness, the Lord is the same. He does not change. He is still the same, still that same wonderful counselor, still the same mighty God, still the same everlasting Father, still the same Prince of Peace. Congregation, may the Lord lead his people to the table and give us this humility unto us, this joy unto us, this faith unto us is he given. Amen.